presence of the Lord makes all the difference. Father, I thank you for this word that you have given me to minister to your people today, God. I just speak the name of Jesus over all nervousness or anxiety, that I could be able to speak your word in truth and love today, God. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus, that your people will be able to hear this word that comes forth, Lord. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to share a little conversation I had with someone yesterday that came to be what the message is today, but the conversation went, I won't discussing. A little bit nervous about the situation. Okay, is that better? That better. Okay, that's better. Anyway, this person began by starting the conversation by saying, just out of the blue, I'm getting a little nervous about this situation. And I said, well, what about? They said, what if they don't know? And they went on to explain the what if they didn't know, talking about these other people, and why he was nervous about it. And so I asked this person, you know, why are you feeling that way? He said, because I feel helpless. And I asked again, why do you feel that way? And it's because I can't do anything about it. Wow. And my response immediately, and I just felt like it was the Holy Spirit that said, good, that is when God will show up with us suddenly. Because we as humans like to figure it out, and we like to work it out, and we like to know how it's going to be worked out. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about suddenlies. Hallelujah. Malachi 3:1 says, the Lord you are seeking. Anybody seeking the Lord this morning? Okay, he says, the Lord you are seeking will what? Will suddenly come to his temple. And we know that's an Old Testament scripture, but we now are the temple of God. We are now where God habitates, where God abides. God is suddenly going to come to his temple. Today's message is titled, The God of Suddenly. So I know that you are acquainted with today, with the God of Suddenly. And as we look into the scripture, we can see how God intervened throughout people's lives, the characters of the Bibles, into some terrible situations. God caused it suddenly to happen, and it all worked out. Amen? And even just in every day, how God intervened into most of, in the midst of people's daily lives, even when things were going good. We talk about things going bad a lot, but even when things are going good, God just says, I love you enough to just do it suddenly for you. Amen? Isn't that wonderful? So, you know, like I said, we talk a lot about the bad, but what if you're doing just right? Amen. He can cause it suddenly to happen just because he loves you. And now remind us this morning that God has a never-ending supply of suddenly breakthroughs. He has a never-ending supply. It never runs out, never dries up, not has anything to do. He's just being God. So let us put our faith out there and believe this is a time for a suddenly.
Amen.
Anybody in the house? I'm believing with you this morning that he has one with your name on it. Amen. He has a suddenly with your name on it. And I dare you this morning, I know you've been standing a lot, but this is just an act of faith. I want you to stand to your feet, raise your hand, and say, that is for me. That is for me. He has a suddenly with my name on it. And I will not be passed by. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We are in a season of suddenlies, God. When you are suddenly going to show up. Hallelujah. And we talked last week how gross darkness covers the land. But God said, my glory. My glory. My glory, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:20 tells us, for all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Unto what? Unto the glory of God by us. Praise God. We're going to show forth the glory of God in the land. So we read the promises of God in this word, and we begin to believe those promises ours. The waiting time is what we get hung up on sometimes. The waiting time is when we get hung up. In the praying and trusting the Lord from the time of prayer until the answer is manifested, we can become discouraged. I know none of y'all have never been discouraged. Or we want to get into the works mentality. I got to do something long enough to make it happen. God already knows about the suddenly. He already has your name on it. Amen. So we become frustrated in the timing sometimes. And last week we celebrated Pentecost Sunday, awesome service, a one-time event with many infillings thereafter. Amen. And so a promise from God to put his spirit within us and indwelling, according to Ezekiel 11:19, I will give them one heart and put with them a new spirit with them in them. Jesus quoted in Luke 12:49, I'm going to send to you what the Father promised to me, prophesied by Joel. In 2:28, I'll pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out of my spirit in those days. We are living in those days. The church was birthed at Pentecost. We have been indwelled with power from on high. Declared to the disciples by Jesus in Acts 1. Do not leave Jerusalem, he says, but wait for what? The gift of my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. What has this to do with suddenly? It has everything to do with the suddenlies. Here we read the promise from God, the promise prophesied by Joel, the promise declared by Jesus. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised you, which you have heard me speak about. He did not say the wait would be one day, 2 days, 7 days, or 10 days. His only word was to them was to wait. Hallelujah. His only word to them was to wait. Wait means to look for. It means to hope. It means to expect. The word wait in the Bible carries the idea of confident expectation and hope. Amen. Where is your expectation at? Don't let it be in the news. Your expectation is what is found in this word that we heard at the beginning of the service, that God says when it goes forth from my mouth, it will not what? Return to me void, but what will it do? It will accomplish its purpose, thereby which I sent it. That's where our confident expectation is at. Amen. Now it was 10 days after the time Jesus ascended to heaven. And Acts 1:3, since Jesus commanded them to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit, they waited until the day of Pentecost had what? Had fully come. Woo! Had fully come. But they didn't know ahead of time how long they would have to wait. We don't know what was going through in their minds. I'm sure they were remembering the time they spent with Jesus, even the 40 days after he came back to them, and still taught them and mentored them. They saw many powerful things. And so I'm sure they talked about it among themselves. Did they become frustrated? Did they say, oh, this is just nothing? But that, you know what happened? Yet they all stayed together. Woo! That's a key. They all stayed together in the waiting. That's why we do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, because we need each other. In the times of waiting, they all stayed together because of the promise given with confident expectation and hope. In Acts 2:2-3, it says the promise what? Suddenly manifested. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all, here's another key, they were all together and they were all in what? One accord. There is power in unity. Like-mindedness. Amen. And suddenly there came from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set up on each of them. The suddenly happened as promised. By God. Prophesied by Joel. Declared to disciples by Jesus. Wait. And the day of Pentecost fully came. And suddenly, suddenly, fully meaning come to fulfill, to make complete. When something is fully done, it has been accomplished, it has been manifested. When your prayer, which is agreement, your trust, which is believing God, your obedience, which is your yes to the word of the Lord, meets with the promise, the word from God, manifestation happens, which is suddenly fulfilled in your life. Ha! The disciples who were empowered with the Holy Spirit prayer, the Holy Spirit power, were in prayer. They stayed together. They were in unity. They were in one accord. Those are three things we need to remember in our waiting on the sonlies of God. They trusted God, which was believing what God had spoken. They were obedient. Yes, we will wait as you have told us. And all this met the promise, and the suddenly happened. Before your suddenly reaches you, I want you to know that it's already passed in his, through his hands. He already knows about it. So we're not praying something to happen that has not already happened in the heavens. Because God already foreknew everything about your life. And like you've heard me say so many times, he's just looking for somebody to what? To come into agreement with what he has already established for your life, even when it doesn't make sense. He's just saying, I need somebody to believe. I need somebody to trust. I need somebody to wait. I need somebody to get into one accord with me. I need some folks that are willing to hunker down with me, so to speak. Until that too shall pass. Amen. Before your suddenly reaches you, it's already passed through his hands. And he knows the right time to bring it to manifestation in your life. So never grumble about the waiting period, because you don't know what God is doing behind the scenes on your behalf before it gets to you. Because your life is more than just you, believe it or not. Amen. It's more than just about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we read in Joshua 6:1. Now Jericho, a fenced town, high walls, tightly closed up. No one went out, came in. The Lord said to Joshua, I have given Jericho, its king and mighty men of valor, to your hands. That sounds like a word from God. And a word from God is his promise to saying, this is how it is. This sounds like a word from the Lord. You shall march around the enclosure. Men of war, going around the city. Once. This you'll do for what? 6 days. Now see, sometimes God, when God brings us suddenly, he begins to tell you this is what you need to do. And so they did this. And on the seventh day, the word goes on. You shall march around the enclosure 7 times. The priest will blow a trumpet. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, you'll hear the sound of the trumpet. All the people shall shout, the great shout. The wall of the enclosure shall fall down in its place, and the people will go over it. Every man straight before him. No one can enter and leave. The Lord said to Joshua, here's the settle, here's the promise again. I am about to hand Jericho, its king and its warriors, over to you. So you would think, well, if God said that, I'm just going to sit here and see how he does it. No, they had to what? Be obedient to the word. Verse 3, the troops shouted very loudly when they heard the blast of the ram's horn. The wall collapsed. The troops charged straight ahead, captured the city. All the soldiers marched around it once a day for 6 days. Joshua said to the troops, shout, because the Lord has given you the city. So the what? So the troops shouted very loudly when they heard the blast of the ram's horn. And guess what? The suddenly happened. The wall collapsed. Hallelujah. It's our obedience holding back our suddenly. You can just pick up where you left off. You don't have to go back. It's like you heard me say, when someone starts a race and they get tired and they stumble and they don't fall down, nobody says you've got to go back to the starting line. Oh, no. Jesus says you just pick up right where you're at and leave the past where it's at. And if you're obedient to follow me, I'll take care of the steps as you go. And on the seventh day, they heard the sound. I pray that we begin to hear the sound from heaven. Woo! That we begin to hear the sound from heaven. Hallelujah. Suddenlies happen in the moments of life through our obedience. At the time, we may not understand the action of what the Father is asking us to do. But he's just saying obey, because sometimes God asks you things that doesn't make any sense. And sometimes if they do, it's not from God. Discern it with the word. When everybody around says, why are you doing that? Your answer just has to be, because my Father said to. That's all you have to answer them. You don't have to get a debate with them and argue with them. Just because my Father said to. And his voice is the one that I obey. His voice is the one I kneel to. Many times in doing God's will, sometimes we will find ourselves in difficult situations. We're familiar with the story in Acts 16, 22, 34. Paul and Silas were in the city of Philippi doing the will of God, being obedient to the Holy Spirit. But nevertheless, being in obedience, they were beaten and imprisoned. And you would think, how's that fair? Sadness can happen in the midnight hour, though. And I want to speak to the one who's there right now, the one who's struggling, the one who's in the midst of a raging battle, the one where it's been a long night. You've lost your expectancy for us suddenly, that God can move swiftly in your situation. Your obedience to follow God, his kingdom way of doing things, has cost you. It may have cost you family. It may have cost you friends. It may have cost you jobs. It may have cost you. Your obedience to follow God, his kingdom way of doing things, has cost you. Others around you may not understand when you continue on, when they are telling you to quit. I've had people to tell me to quit. But you know, when you're really called, when you're really called, you can't quit. You can't quit. You've come too far. You can't quit now. Hallelujah. You can't quit now. Pastor Jerry, you can't quit now. You can't quit now. Hallelujah. Your family may not understand. When they see everything in your life and says to give up and quit, throw in the towel, I wouldn't put up with all of that. Psalms 135:6 reminds me, I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his what? His word do I hope. I'll read that again. I wait for the Lord with expectation, with confident expectation, with hope. My soul does wait, and in his word I do hope. Not anything else, but his word is the final say-so in every situation. But you know you got a song in your heart and pressures of life. Guess what's going to happen? It's going to cause you to sing louder. It's going to cause you to praise louder. When you know, amen, when the pressure is on, sing louder. When the pressure is on, dance harder. When the pressure is on, shout more. Hallelujah. So somebody needs to sing a little louder. Somebody needs to shout a little louder this morning. Amen. Don't allow the midnight hour to silence you. The word tells us at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sing praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly, you never know when in the middle of your worship, in his presence, that it's going to happen. Amen? You never know. There was a great earthquake, and foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And I just hear the Holy Spirit say, doors that have been closed, suddenly they're going to be open in this season. He says to still praise, keep praising. The prisons were shaking, all the doors were open. This suddenly happened while they were still in prison. What has got you confined today? What has got you held in a prison? It's just in your own mind. That's why the word says to renew your mind with the word of God. What prison in your life you need to pray and praise your way out of this morning for the sudden to happen. Psalms 91:51 says, I will answer your cry for help every time you pray. Wow. And you will find and feel my presence even in your time of pressure and trouble. Wow. I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. Wow. Our God is the same one Paul and Silas called to, and he's not changed. The Lord has a suddenly breakthrough for you this morning, church. Who knows, it may just be a regular hum-hole day, as we call it, when you suddenly experience a suddenly. Suddenly you'll get healed. Suddenly you'll get delivered. Suddenly you'll get that phone call. Suddenly someone calls you that you've been praying about. Suddenly you'll get that call from the wayward child. Suddenly it's going to happen. Do you believe in the suddenly? He's reminding us today, get your expectation up, get your hope up, that I'm bringing suddenlies to you in this season. God is God, and he can choose to intervene in people's life with a suddenly they may not know they needed to experience.
That's right.
Have you seen him do a suddenly in somebody's life that was just a heathen? That's God, and he can do whatever he wants to because they need intervention. They need to be intervened upon. Acts 2:22-6, Saul was on his way to Damascus when he experienced a suddenly. And it came to pass that as he said, I made my way to Damascus, suddenly a light shone from heaven, a great light shone around about me. This Saul who persecuted the church, persecuted believers, helped the cloak for Stephen while he was being stoned to death. No one is beyond the love of God. Don't give up on him. No one is beyond the grace of God. Don't give up on him. This could be there suddenly. Don't quit praying for him. Ask God to intervene in their lives. Ask the Holy Ghost just to show up in their life. Suddenly. And he was on a journey having what he probably called an ordinary day, just persecuting Christians in the church. And after Saul's suddenly conversion, we know that his name was changed to Paul. He was the one we talked about early in prison with Saul. Wow. Who experienced this suddenly after singing and praising to God. And church, we know that our lives aren't constantly filled with suddenlies. Neither is our life filled with only natural events, because we serve a supernatural God that wants to show himself strong on our behalf. And sometimes we see more natural events than we do spiritual events because that brings the suddenlies because are we expecting it? Are we looking for it? Amen. With expectation, with great hope, we're saying, Lord, when's the Sunday going to happen? Let's happen. Let's go. Let's go. We serve a supernatural God who does, who can, and who will, and will step into our lives and suddenly happen. Amen. And for this moment in time, I believe God is saying to us as a church, believe me again for a suddenly. Believe me again for a suddenly. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3, for everything there is a season and a time under purpose under the heaven. Yet God has made everything beautiful in its own time. Galatians 6:9 tells us, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet this morning. Let's pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is a season to begin to believe again. This is a season to stretch your faith out there. Enlarge the tents of your borders today. And say, God, we're praying for a suddenly in our lives. For that one that you've been praying for, ask the Holy Ghost to intervene in their lives. Where you may have talked and you've prayed and you've done all you know to do. As I was telling the story about the person that was talking to me, they felt totally helpless in the situation because there was nothing they could do about it. And when it comes to people being delivered and set free, they need an intervention of the Holy Ghost. They need to see Jesus. Father, we ask that you intervene in our lives with suddenlies. Come, Holy Spirit, and do only what you can do in our lives. At the moment that we feel helpless, at the moment that we feel there's nothing we can do, that's the moment you say, but I can. I can, now that you've turned it over to me, now that you've given it up, watch me move greatly on your behalf and those that you are believing me for. Let everything that has been held up in our life be released suddenly in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic stronghold that would want to hold those blessings back from your people. We come against every stronghold in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over that situation. Every barren place in our lives, I speak, will flourish suddenly in Jesus' name. Every sickness and infirmity in our lives be suddenly healed. Hallelujah. Every weary person we speak today for us suddenly to come into their lives. Every door closed, we decree and declare being open now. Every door that don't need to be opened in this season, that the enemy would not have a hand in opening it. We trust you, God, in your timing. And we wait with confident expectation. And our hope is always in you, not ourselves, not in the news, Only you can, Holy Spirit, intervene in the chaos and the darkness that's over our nation. We speak light. Light in the name of Jesus. For suddenly it's to happen. Even in our government. Hallelujah. For suddenly it's to happen. In Jesus' name. Let an anointing for miracles and favor suddenly pursue, overtake, and consume us. We declare these things in the atmosphere today, Father. In Jesus' name, the name that we sang about, the name that we've praised, the name that we have exalted, the name that's above every name, we speak it in that mighty name today. And coming into agreement with your word. And everybody said amen and amen. Go and have a blessed week. And tell somebody about the good news of the gospel, which is that Jesus loves them. Amen.
And it shall be done. Trust and obey. Believing in God. Remember that?